Chapter 3. Incident in Ohio. Hi, I am fine, healthy. Please don't worry about me. That's all I can say for now, but... Hey! As Cass turned and jogged up the street toward me, I whipped my two hands behind my back. So, are we there? I asked nonchalantly. Cass looked at me curiously. What are you doing? Scratching, I replied. A lottery card, which I found. And how will you collect if you win? He burst out laughing. Come on, the house is just ahead. Number 45 Walnut Street, the green porch. I'm not sure why I didn't tell him the truth. That I'd found a piece of burned wood and a gum wrapper on the ground, and now I was using them to write my dad. Maybe because it was a dumber idea than entering a lottery. But I couldn't help it. All I could think about was Dad, that he was just one state away. I shoved the note into my back pocket. We jogged up the road to Torquin and Allie, who were in the entrance to a little cul-de-sac in the middle of Lemuel, Ohio. Torquin had parked our rented Toyota Corolla in a secluded wooded area down the block to avoid being seen. As I joined Cass and Allie, we stood there, staring at the house like three ice sculptures. Torquin waddled ahead, oblivious. I can't do this, Allie said. I nodded. Felt scared, homesick, worried, and 9,000% convinced we should have let Begad send another team to do this, anyone but us. The house had a small lawn trimmed with brick. Its porch screen had been ripped in two places and carefully repaired. A little dormer window peeked from the roof, and a worn front stoop held a rusted watering can. It didn't look like my house, but somehow my heart was beating to the rhythm of homesickness. A kid with an overstuffed backpack was shambling toward a house across the street where his mom was opening a screen door. It brought back memories of my own mom, before she'd gone off on a voyage and never returned. Of my dad, who met me at school for a year after mom's death, not wanting to let me out of his sight. Was Dad home now?
Come! Torquin barked over his shoulder. No time to daydream.
He was already lumbering up the walkway.